UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The mixtape went from 535 to 530 to 525. That is fundamentally what's happened in the last couple weeks. So let's get it going. It's the mixtape. It's the best. It's the worst. We take things out of context. We have fun. We send you into the weekend here on The Take on ESPN 680.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
Mixtape.
Damn it!
And behind the board, it's
Mitchell Hannigan.
It's so good.
It is. All right, good sir. Where do we start on this Friday?
Kentucky couldn't wait to have them. They were mad that they lost them. And so the insecure
fan
base. But
Lynn Bowden, of course, didn't like that.
Well,
and then
no.
Kentucky fans did not like that.
It's an insecure fan base. I'm telling you, man. Like, I've never seen anything like it before. It's like, the kid doesn't even mention you. He just talks about wide receivers blocking in college. And the next thing you know, you're like, oh, we're kind of a dull offense. And, you know, maybe he's talking about us. Let's go in on the kid.
Interesting.
Some reciprocity, I think, is in order.
I would say so. And, you know,
you love
Andy
that $5 word.
What's that? Reciprocity?
Reciprocity. He loves throwing that one out there.
Oh, that's a good one from the movie Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. Mama. Oh, you haven't seen that? Oh, I haven't get that reference. Oh, how do you not know that reference? Oh, my God.
Like
how
musicals.
Do you not understand that reference?
I don't like
that's
musicals.
Right, Skynet. Oh, my God. Reciprocity. Oh, Skynet. Oh, how do you not know? Oh, that's ridiculous. Oh, that makes you an idiot. Oh, you're uncultured. You don't know cool things like me.
I don't like musicals. That's my response.
Bird.
I don't like musicals.
Bird.
Oh. They're crap.
Bird. How do you not know reciprocity?
Reciprocity.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
you be good
Locke.
To mama. Mama be good to you. That's reciprocity. That's exactly what that is. That $5 word. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change. What that movie is that from?
I know what.
Oh, you don't know who that is.
It's
New Jack City. You don't know Nino Brown. Oh, you're not cool.
I thought that was Wesley Snipes. I'm not going to lie.
It is Wesley Snipes.
Okay,
New
so
Jack
I knew
City.
That part. I just didn't know what the movie was.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter. No, you got to be super cool. You got to know Skynet. No, it wouldn't. Oh, you said Arnold Schwarzenegger. That wouldn't have been the answer.
Oh, man.
Wow, the Diener Show bringing it. Keep them coming on the mixtape. New Albany basketball. Jim
yes.
Shannon takes flying around.
Oh, boy.
Get down here, Big Easy.
He'd hold court.
Save that for the mixtape. I would take Mark Stoops and Steve Satterfield over Mike Gundy.
Oh.
Trying to make a point to the other side. Oh, excuse me. And playing, you know, shove it up your you-know-what.
No, I'm not saying that I'm sitting around watching musicals, but I'm not going to rule them all out because I've just said, no, I will not listen to a musical. I will not eat my broccoli, and I will not listen to a musical. I don't care if it was a
I'm very open-minded, except for with musicals.
Talk sports, damn it. I will not listen to it. I don't like it. They're for wusses. I don't want to listen to it.
I just find
Broadway,
it very annoying.
Broadway Schrodman. I don't know who people are.
He doesn't have time for the musicals. He's writing in his notebook.
I'm busy writing in my notebook. Leave me alone.
What? Who are you imitating?
The Eagles Nickelback has to be dealt with right now.
You're imitating
it's
something. I just can't remember
you,
what it
you
sounds
like. Angry writing into your notebook about the whoever's going to be the in the dime package for the Eagles in obvious passing situations in 2020.
Okay,
that's what I'm.
I love process. I'm open-minded about anything but musicals. What an odd place to plant your flag this week,
right, musicals.
For the process. It's the mixtape here on The Take. It's ESPN 680-1057. Keep them coming.
And I want to hit that from a variety of angles. If there was a coaching vacancy, I would hire Bronco Mendenhall before Mark Stoops every day of the week and then twice on Sunday. But in terms of taking over a trash program and immediately making it significantly better, Satterfield obliterates Stoops. Stoops took 4 years to get to 7 wins. Satterfield took 1 year to get to 8 wins. Like, in the scheme of life, it's really difficult to argue with that data set and not say that Satterfield is on a better trajectory than Mark Stoops. Like, I ask you this. If in Scott Satterfield's 7th year at U of L, he goes 7-5 in the regular season,
will that
be an acceptable result?
He's got
will he
you around,
be
Daddy.
Cheered? Will he be he celebrated as a yes. great coach if in his 7th year at Louisville, he goes 7-5 in the regular season? Because that's what Mark Stoops just did. In his 7th year at the pro, he has gone 7-5 in the regular season 3 of the last 4 years. And in his 7th year, with all his players and all his culture and all his recruits, he went 7-5 in the regular season and 3-5 in the SEC.
They're fine with Bobby doing it.
I'm an Adidas guy, for sure. I think Adidas has better shoes, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, Ethan. There's a little thing called Jordans.
Yeah.
Ethan. Come on.
I used to listen to him when I'm in the car just because he's an idiot. I can't listen to him anymore. He's an idiot. Okay, so anyway.
Wow.
Does this guy play for Louisville? I don't even know who this guy is.
But so Watkins was committed to Kentucky, and so they're a little sensitive about it with him particularly.
Okay.
And anybody who turns down Kentucky is now enemy number one. I mean, they're inhuman. They're treating inhumanely. And they are, you know, Kentucky fans just continually show their ass whenever somebody doesn't choose them. The most insecure people. Like, could you imagine being a girlfriend who breaks up with a Kentucky fan? Oh, my God. Like, the amount of vitriol that's going to come down on your life for the rest of forever because you didn't choose XYZ person. Like, get over it. They broke up with you. They went to somebody better. There's always going to be somebody better and more good looking than you. Just deal with it.
That's Louisville? Okay.
Why must you advertise to the whole city that it sounds as if your mother and I raised you to be a gorilla? You're peeing in sinks. You're going days without showering. What the hell are you doing exactly? Why are you killing us like this? Why would you do that? And more importantly, why are you doing it? You don't even work in the restaurant at night anymore. You can't find time to jump in a shower?
No, I woke up a little late. Sorry, confirming a guess.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I just woke up a little late, disgusting. And then I was like, I mean, I'm not doing anything. That's the thing. I just come here.
I walk the dog, I
sit on the couch, and I go to sleep. There's like,
take a shower.
There's nary a sweat. Hey, look, I'm again, I'm admitting I'm in the wrong. I'm just saying that, like, okay, it's bad, but it's not that bad. I mean, it could be worse. I'm saying it could be worse. Like, when I peed in the sink, at least there was a drain. My mind, it's better than the guy that dropped a deuce in the clogged toilet and let it fester. I'm just saying. Am I the bad guy? Yes. Am I the most bad guy? I would argue no. In this situation, should I have showered? Yes.
Oh, keep them coming.
Man.
All the pressure's on Wood, though, right? I have no problem with I have no problem with fat people. Can I say that, number one?
Excuse me. And they don't. But if there was a question of who is the whitest person at ESPN 680-1057, I am not even on the same page after the debacle that Drew Diener just gave you 10 minutes ago.
Drew Diener makes Lachlan McClain look like Malcolm X.
They're obsessed with Louisville. They can't stop talking about Louisville. That's why the L's down is a thing. They brush their teeth doing L's down.
Well, it's also an L's down because Satterfield immortalized it.
Well, it was L's down before that, let's be honest. Right. I mean, every single recruit, like, you got the Harrison twins doing L's down and, like, they're recruiting
because of
commitment.
What is happening right now is why L's down is so funny. Because of what
keep
you currently are doing.
Keep it going. I want you on our mind.
That's it. Okay.
Here it goes. You're going to get the bathroom.
Or I want us on your mind. That's what I want. Now, I want us on your mind. I want you all thinking about us all the time. I want you measuring yourself against Louisville every single step of the way. I mean, that's exactly what I want.
That's not hard.
Keep them coming. Rummage says he's a white dude that can go between his legs. Boy, that did not come out right.
444 haymaker.
I don't know how hard I want to hit it. She said what she wanted. She wanted some yoga ball. So I went to Academy Sports and bought a damn yoga ball and didn't even wrap it and just plopped it in her lap and I said, Happy Mother's Day. And I was good. I was off the hook.
Wow. You know, you can get them from 2 inches long, you know, all the way up to 7-8 inches.
Don't even, the pools is a whole.
Right.
This is going to be.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I, you know, Lakeside used to have the bullpen where there were no rules, and you could basically beat everybody up over there. I don't know if he was a victim of that before they started changing the rules over there, but I kind of feel like there's been a bad experience with a pool that we don't know about because the attitude with the pools, to compare it to a choir, to me was, yeah. I'm going to need a scientist to explain to me how a choir with people singing and spraying versus being in chlorinated water.
Right.
Is even close to being the same thing. Again,
I know who's in church choirs, right? It's people in the category.
I've never been in one.
Yeah, exactly.
We call a lot of things. Choir boy ain't on the list.
Yeah, there are some. I guess there are some younger people, but it's mostly older folks.
Keep going, man.
But by the same token, go back to The Last Dance. George's rookie year, that hotel room with the cocaine gang or whatever they were called.
Yeah.
The cocaine, the weed, the drinking.
Well, I mean, one way to find out is if we try it, Drew. Happy Father's Day, by the way. I hope it went well, sir.
Father's Day?
Yesterday. Hope you had a good Father's Day.
It was Mother's
Day. Oh, I'm sorry, Mother's Day. Sorry. How do you, we have Mother's Day. Sorry about that.
Crowd has played at IMG Academy in Florida this past season, but is originally from Lexington. Why do people always call me during SportsCenter? Jeez. The Cats, they beat out Blue Bloods Ohio State.
Literally the sentence I used, you would have thought that I raised complete hell. I mean, first off, process, are we new to radio? I mean, let's think about this. How many times do we read a text and just assume that it's true? Because I confronted him. I asked him. I was like, did you even listen to the audio? And he goes, oh, there was audio. I go, why the hell are you even talking about this then, process? Like,
Process doesn't listen to the radio station.
He has no idea the things that I say.
I've been taking runs at him for a week, and he doesn't respond because he doesn't know it happens.
Like, I just don't understand this. And he's like, I had two sources tell me that that's what you said.
Is he Adam Schefter?
Like, I'm like, Process.
Was he Ian Rappaport?
Process, go back and listen to the podcast and listen to the 10-second sentence I said. A, and don't get on the air and make me sound like a jackass. Like, why are we doing this, kid? I'm over here helping you with your SportsCenter's daily, sending you my scripts to help you, and this is like the third or fourth time he's besmirched me on the air? What the hell are you doing, dude?
I called him kid. I love it. It's the mixtape here on The Take. It's a Friday. It's ESPN 680 1057.
I remember watching the Michael Jordan retirement press conference. We were in a hotel together because I know I wasn't at home. Like, I have this vague memory I wasn't at home. And she goes, honey, that was 1993. We hadn't remotely met yet. No kidding. We weren't, you know, it wasn't us in a hotel together. It might have been someone else. And I go, oh, yeah, it's a good point. Nice Mother's Day fail on my part. I must have been with another girlfriend watching that press conference in a hotel.
Yeah, but do you see the way his shape is? And you see, like, the way he moves? Like, he hasn't hit puberty yet.
Yeah.
Like, you could see it.
Somebody.
Okay. Speaking of, my grandma's now calling me.
Well, I want you to answer it right now. Leave your mic on. I just want that in the background. Let's go.
Hello? No, this is Mitch. This is Mitchell. Oh, that's fine. That's okay.
It couldn't have went any better than that.
Good.
Right
how are
there.
You?
My grandmother is calling. Hello.
Hello.
No, this is Mitchell. What a great sentence.
I'm trying to call your brother.
It's all, yeah. That's good to hear. All right, I got to run real fast. I'm at work. All right, no wrong thing. Bye. She's trying to call my mom.
Oh, man.
Text line. Of course, you're not going to mention Dekel Crowdis committing to UK football. You have an agenda against the program. No, I don't mention Dekel Crowdis because I don't mention football recruiting ever unless I'm just absolutely desperate. And like the North Harden kid was a local kid last week, so we just gave it a drive-by mention. First off, Dekel Crowdis. Let's see if he holds the commitment. Second off, if he decided to go to UK and play for an offense that never once has passed the ball in the entire Mark Stoops tenure, good luck to him. Seems like a kind of dumb decision. My suspicion is that he'll come to his senses, but if he doesn't, congratulations. I mean, great job recruiting, but that's all you're going to get out of a football recruit months in advance. But here is the Kentucky's passing offense rankings in the 7 years that Mark Stoops has been there. 98th, 63rd, 79th, 102nd, 96th, 116th, 127th.
He's got you.
So in the last 4 years, when Mark Stoops has established his culture and the type of program he wants to have in Lexington, his pass offense has ranked 96th at best and twice in some of the bottom 15 pass offenses in the nation. So any wide receiver that picks UK, I wish them the best. I do not understand what in the absolute hell they were thinking.
Oh, it's gold. Yeah. It's gold, Jerry. It's gold. Keep them coming.
It's kind of cool looking, but it's also like part of me is like, why is it so damn big? Put that on the mixtape. Yeah, I completely forgot to put it in.
Louisville has landed weak side defensive end, okay? Raheem Craig. The first person that I have seen is Jody on that,
okay.
I believe. And so there you go. He is from Taylorsville, North Carolina.
Okay, hotbed of football talent, yes.
Well, that's it. I mean, what other information do you want, Spiegel?
How many stars does he have?
Three.
Two. Oh.
Two? Okay.
His bio says three.
What?
Well, I'm looking at rivals.com.
What are you looking at, Mitch?
His Twitter bio.
What are his other offers, Andy?
Akron, Appalachian State, Boston College, Charlotte, Coastal Carolina, East Carolina, Florida Atlantic, Georgia State, Illinois, Maryland, Minnesota, North Carolina, A&T.
Ah!
There it is.
Such you know, I guess you could, if you were on Twitter and you assume your entire audience is on Twitter, I guess we would have done a whole show yesterday on Morgan Watkins. Is that
Jordan
his name?
Watkins.
Jordan Watkins. Who's Morgan Watkins? I knew.
I think you were mixing people, perhaps.
Morgan Watkins.
I think you were thinking maybe Morgan Newton.
Morgan Newton.
So she's sitting there in trying to have fun, trying to enjoy her husband, if you will. Texter says, I switched to 84. Hang on. Hang on. Sorry. I was going to lose my voice. Something's in my throat. And save that for the mixtape. Your wife, your significant other, whatever.
Yes.
Okay. Save that cough for the mixtape. Wow, we're a mess this week. Keep them coming on ESPN 680-1057.
Texter says, can the 17-year-old have boys over? Not boys. Not, but she can have a boy over. Yes, she is on the verge potentially of having a boyfriend. And no, Andy Sweeney, don't break in because I'm not going to talk about her personal life. But it is potentially that she likes a boy. So we'll just leave that alone.
Lachlan. Shadow producer here. Yeah, long time no talk to you, huh? I felt like this was just the time, because I was told two things just now. Number one, that your daughter Madison has a new boyfriend. And number two, that you are not letting Andy break into your show to talk to you a little bit about Madison and her new boyfriend. So I thought, yeah, perfect time for me. Look, Lachlan, I don't know about this boyfriend, but I will say this. I think you should continue with your contrarian ways. This is the guy for Madison, and instead of being the father that polishes his gun and is ready to kick the boy out of the house at any moment, why don't you be the contrarian? Accept him. Love him. Take him to the ball game. It's the bridge back to Madison's heart. Be the right dad. Shadow producer signing off.
Oh, Big Easy.
I had not heard that.
Oh, Big Easy. That's so God. Bad. Oh, keep them coming.
I don't care. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. That's the difference between Louisville and Kentucky. You, somebody else goes to UK, good for the kid. Have fun in Lexington. Somebody goes to Louisville, screw you, you're the worst of humanity all time. Go, you know, L's down, blah, 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 blah. Shut up. Just deal with it. Be a grown-up for once. You got a bunch of little immature kids out there that are grown-up men with daddy issues who happen to wear Kentucky blue. Like, stop.
Daddy issues.
Daddy loved you, okay? Kentucky fans, daddy loved you. Seriously. Like, you don't have – it's not your fault. Don't worry about it. Nobody's going to get chosen all the time. Kentucky's got to get all their shots in. I mean, thing is – Kentucky has to get all their shots in on Louisville right now because they know that their success against Louisville in this rivalry is extremely temporary. And so they're doing everything they can to get it in right now. And, you've got Round Daddy who, Louisville was shot.
Here we go.
Louisville was shot at the end of that, at the end of the season, number one. The wheels were off. We saw it in the Syracuse game. And then you get, 25% of the team who comes down with the flu. Well, Round Daddy goes, oh, their tum-tum was hurt. And then, in the same exact show with Andy Sweeney, we start talking about Evansville. And then he says, well, we had a bunch of players who had the flu that game. So it's not okay. So it's okay for Kentucky to, use the flu excuse for their Evansville loss to Evansville. But it's not okay for Louisville when they have their both quarterbacks that they're probably going to use in the game with the flu, and when they bend over, they don't know what's going to come out. Okay, but that's not okay. Another great example of Kentucky wanting to have it both ways. We're going to use the flu for an excuse for Evansville, but for when Louisville comes in and they're at their wit's end, it's like, no, you can't use the flu there. They're tum-tums. Well, you're tum-tums with freaking Evansville.
Whoever App State offers, Satterfield's going to offer him. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They could offer, negative three-star kids. He got an offer from App State. I'm on it. Satterfield's on it. He's just working fools. He's working App State. He's taking all App State's recruits. That's my coach. That's who I want. I want all App State players on my football team. I want App State players. I want Scott Satterfield in his App State playbook. Yeah, baby. How dare you?
Man, there's not three people that know what we're talking about. There's a big cough the mic.
We were too deep.
That's it.
Too deep.
To U of L, according to Evan Daniels of 247, I'm doing a sports center. Why the hell wouldn't someone want to call me? God blanken. Jesus Christ. Just a reminder, David Johnson's presser will be at 2 p.m. today.
If Nike's paying for players to go to UK, why hasn't Cal gotten any of the good players lately? Why has Cal missed on so many recruits? Why hasn't Cal been recruiting as well? If Nike's such a big part of Kentucky recruiting, why aren't they as good at it? Well, wait a minute. When I say they're not as good at it, you tell me I'm a Kentucky hater. You're telling me that opinion can only be generated out of some perverse, deep-seated hatred. But now when Jeff Goodman says Nike's getting players for Kentucky, here comes the debate. If that's true, how come Cal's not getting the best players anymore? Well, that's exactly the point. Pick a damn side. Stop twisting yourself into a pretzel to try to defend your Teflon coach. If Kentucky's not getting the best players anymore, that's a great defense, as maybe Nike's not helping them as much. But then you have to acknowledge that Cal has lost his touch. You do not get to play both cards. You do not get to play Cal has not lost his touch, and anyone who says that is a Kentucky hater, and then in the next breath say, well, Nike can't be helping Kentucky too much because they're not getting the best players anymore. You're busted. Gotcha, as they say. I won't even whisper it. I'll scream it. Gotcha. Pick a damn lane.
Wow. Keep them coming. It's the mixtape on ESPN 680.
Do you have to have it swallowed at the time that 2 minutes is over, or can it just be in your mouth? I don't know. These are the questions I need to know.
They were not anti-adultery devices. Instead, they were invented by prudes in the 19th century to prevent, quote, dangerous masturbation.
145. Mitch, put that on the mixtape.
No sex before the game. There's no evidence that sex impairs athletic performance. It could even help athletes due to increased testosterone. How about that? That? Which explains why Wilt Chamberlain was going for 100 points in a game. Hey,
wow.
There.
Tech says, better stick with the crowbar, Drew. I've seen you, and you're not pushing my fat bleep to the ground for the first mile. Trust me, if you wait the finish line, you have a pretty good chance, though.
But look, but you're running. If you're walking, you're a terrible human being. Like, you are the lowest form of life. If you are walking the mini and you are in the 6 or 7 minute mile area, you're a flawed, terrible, awful person who probably kicks puppies and club seals, too. That's my opinion.
Talk sports, damn it. Well, I got somebody that's going to get blocked here. Locke has more street cred in his pinky than y'all lames. Diener only knows horse racing and promos, and Blank isn't even, I guess you can't spell Blankenbaker, isn't even aware of anything other than Cardinal Sports exists. Well, you've sent your last text.
I'm not aware of anything other than Cardinal Sports.
Yeah, you're done.
Okay.
Get a new number if you want to text ESPN 680. Oh. I'm going to need a scientist to explain to me.
Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blakenbaker.
Is this saddlebred music? Is that what this is? This is they played all the saddlebred shows? This is all the tough, hardcore music they played? The were the horses that don't race and don't jump? Soundtrack for it?
Yeah, that's what they play.
Okay.
All the hardcore dudes in the East End.
Yeah. It's, I'm just trying to figure out because Locke, you know, fancies himself as a shank-toting, you know, headband wearing, rap music liking, bad dad jean wearing, saddlebred gangsta.
Wow!
But he fancies himself as just because he likes bad techno DJ 12-inch remix bad music that somehow he is like some cool guy. You wear dad jeans, you wear dad shoes, you got more tennis injuries in 2 years than I got in 30. Eat it.
Oh, my God.
He got the tree torns, too? Is he wearing tree torns today? That's what I need
I just
know.
Remember
Does
going
Locke
at
wear
the,
tree torns?
At the Cram the Van event when, no. when Andy Sweeney was Bad. Giving him the business yeah. about having the braided belt still. You know, that was the braided
Excellent
belt.
Point.
That was the braided belt.
Braided belt.
What is he, like 11?
Checkmate. That's it. There you go. That.
Oh, God.
I'm delirious. Keep them coming on ESPN 680-1057.
I'm on drugs and I'm a prostitute.
I don't have any shame in talking about this on the air at all.
Oh, boy. You're taking your life in your own hands, man.
The lady's been pressuring me about the where are we point in our relationship talk.
So you have been encouraged to poop or get off the sink.
Oh, wow. Patty Ice. Patty Ice, no.
He's in trouble.
I love winning. I adore winning. Winning is the thing I want injected into my veins at all times.
So we're having those conversations right now. She's got baby fever real bad.
Why does she have baby fever? Is this television or are her friends having kids? No offense. You guys are what, 25?
Yeah, I'm 26. She's about to turn 23. I mean, it's...
Whoa. She's only 23.
Pat's done. Pat's in massive trouble. Wow, 23.
More of it, not more Midday Rush next, more V-Show next. Rob and I are at 2:30. This is SportsCenter. Thunder thighs. Okay, I've said it numerous times. Worldwide used to be the smelly guy here at work.
Yeah.
So, and I'm sure he showered. He just was smelly. He fixed that.
Somebody had an intervention, and that was good. So,
and then he became the best smelling guy at the office. That's a smelly guy success story. Worldwide used to be horrible BO. Great success story. Crean's a bigger dude, and when you're a bigger dude,
you have to be careful.
You're just sweaty. But I will say this for a bigger guy and a guy that eats as much as he does, because sometimes
now you've gone completely from face to heel.
I'm not going heel. I'm being honest.
Wow, Nick Valvano, explosive sound here. On the mixtape, on the take on ESPN 680-1057. Inside Churchill Downs is coming up next. Keep them coming.
So there you go. You wanted me to tell you, I got you.
Wow, that was today's whale penis. I crawled into that black hole, could not get out. It was impossible.
Texter, put it in the microwave. What did you make her, Strebel? A Hungry Man TV dinner? That's kind of what I was thinking,
no,
too.
I made pancakes, sausage, and bacon, and I didn't want it to get cold, so I put it in the microwave. I mean, it wasn't like I didn't reheat her breakfast. I made that breakfast. I made it. She got three pancakes, three bacon slices, two sausages.
Texter says, Strebel made breakfast, LOL. Add water to pancake mix, bacon and sausage doesn't exactly take a culinary degree.
Okay, what did you make, your Texter? Did you come up with some quiche or something? I mean, did you have some? Did you go out and milk the cow yourself? Did you go out and cut down all the? Did you slaughter the pigs to make the? I mean, what did you do? Did you pour a bowl of Apple Jacks? Or you know, what did you do, big guy? Did you go to? Do you have a farm? Do you own a farm, Texter? And did you get all the fresh ingredients yourself? Let's hear it.
Keep them coming, Mitch.
I will not have that opportunity, but yeah, the horse shows are at least one of them is scheduled, but you never know. But you can watch that at SpectrumNews1.com. How about that?
Are you going to join us from set? That was kind of cool.
Yes, I will. And it'll be awesome. Our new set for those of you who are viewers of Spectrum News 1. You've noticed our fancy, spanking new set, and it's awesome. I've told the story. I went on television and just crushed a freaking local cable company. This is in another market. I would never crush the local cable company here because they're perfect, especially in their freelance hiring decisions.
I have never seen, anything like that large.
So him and his jumping horse.
What does
that mean? It's not even a racehorse. You can't even bet on it. What good is having a horse if you can't bet on it? You can't say my horse is better than yours.
It's a saddlebred, right? Is that what it is? A saddlebred?
It's a jumping horse. I don't know. It jumps. It right?
Prances.
Doesn't it jump?
It prances.
It prances and jumps. Can you bet on it? No. Then why do you own it? You know what I mean? Get a dog, right? Get a damn dog.
Cheaper.
Or have two stupid cats roaming around like we got around this house.
Keep them coming, Mitch.
Dangerous masturbation. There you go. It's fun just to say that. Whoa.
I'm an Adidas guy, for sure.
And when they bend over, they don't know what's going to come out. And so they're doing everything they can to get it in right now.
Oh! Cool.
And we got James Strebel being that guy for Big Blue Nation.
Oh. You could hire somebody and say, hey, come to my house and work me out.
But I will say whatever Jalen's done is he is definitely filled out. He looks like he's going to look like a little bit of a different dude.
Did you recognize Jalen Withers on that video?
He's filling out.
You couldn't believe that she on her own could get Spectrum News 1 to cover a story about the saddlebred industry and how it is being impacted by the coronavirus. A story that I had absolutely nothing to do with. And I tried to tell you that yesterday, that it was all my wife's doing. It is her passion. She thought that the sport needed some additional coverage. She reached out. She set up the interviews. She pitched the story. And the fine folks at Spectrum News 1 decided, hey, that is a good story, and lo and behold, if you watched yesterday in the 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock hour, it was a great story done by Murrow Award-winning journalist Jonathan Gregg. It was a very good story, but it was completely done by the one and only Carolyn McLean. But
oh goodness,
that hard rhyming talk show host. You know, and she's bouncing back and forth.
They know A, I couldn't swim, and B, you know, I'm not really, you know, not the biggest guy in the world, so.
And she didn't get up to like 11 a.m., so I reheated it for her and gave it to her. And she was fine with it. She was absolutely fine with it. She was very happy. She ended up not eating it in bed. I look scrunched up because I'm sitting down. That's my excuse.
Save that for the mixtape.
Oh, yeah.
Mitch, where are we at here? Is Darren Rodgers and company there?
Yeah.
Are they in the bullpen? Are they laughing? Because
Darren says keep going.
All right, he likes the mixtape, but we're not going to finish all of these sounds.
Yeah, we don't finish all of them. But.
All right, so let's just do another minute or two here. What do we have left here, Mitch?
A lot. We'll just bounce around. Play the greatest hits.
All right, that's fine.
In terms of college basketball news, which has really sustained us here on the Midday Rush over recent weeks, so thank God for Kentucky futilely going after so many players and finally landing one, but even that one has question marks. They're not doing their job. Come on, John Calipari. You need to go after a few more players so we have something to talk about. But
futilely.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, I just thought, so there you go. Cal equals Dabo Swinney. The difference is Swinney's got a couple titles in the last few years. Ah, I got one in. How about that, Nick? You're waiting for a swipe. I know Andy took it to Tiger Woods. They all make sense. Texter says, I love breakfast in your wife's bed. Well done.
Couple more, Mitch. Oh, goodness. Texter, the incredible bulk is eating himself out of his own house and home.
I now weigh 302 pounds, so take that and stick it in your ear.
Enjoying a salami sandwich. Pretty good. I haven't eaten on the air in a while, so it's important to get back in the groove.
Giving the people what they want, then.
No, it's good. We're going to have PJ on. I'm in.
There you go.
I like salami. Good hard salami's good.
Oh, Jesus.
It's good.
Wow!
Yes!
Explosive sound on a Friday. Whoa. That was in the 2 o'clock hour. I had heard that Bob said that. I did not hear it. All right, so we do need to get out of here. So, Mitch, a couple more here. What do we have left? I know you have a couple that we just have to play here before we hand off to Inside Churchill Downs, because they got a lot of racing to talk about here. As,
no, we can
save
them.
Happy.
We can save them for next week. We can just play one more.
Okay, that's fine. All right, let's play one more. We're back at it on Monday. Reminder, Inside Churchill Downs is coming up after this sound. And then over on 93.9 The Ville, it's Diener and Jason Nemus for Last Call. One more, Mitch. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm Mike Betson, and this SportsCenter update is brought to you by University of Louisville Online Learning. Get the ball rolling with your I got a punt. Got a punt. Damn it. Damn it! Ah! Damn it, I got a punt. Ah! Ah, God.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.